St. Petersburg House Democratic Representative Daryl Roussan is an admitted former drug addict. Since he beat his addiction, he's been at times zealous in trying to ensure that others don't make his same mistakes. In 2005, he stood trial on a charge of misdemeanor trespassing after an incident that happened in a St. Pete head shop called the Purple Haze back in 2004. He claimed that he had gone to the store to protest the selling of drug paraphernalia, which he called death utensils. And on one of the last days of the regular session in Tallahassee earlier this year, he wore a construction helmet with crack pipes taped to it. WMNF spoke with Roussan earlier this month at a Democratic Party fundraiser in St. Petersburg. We asked him what exactly happened in the state legislature this year.
What happened was I tried to introduce a bill that would put a sales tax, a higher sales tax, on crack pipes and marijuana pipes. The Republican leadership didn't want to hear it. Then they told me to change some things and they might hear it. So they told me to take out drug paraphernalia and put in smoking device. They told me to take out tax and put in surcharge. And so I did all of that, but they still wouldn't hear it. So finally, when I discovered that the bill was dead, wasn't going anywhere, I went down to the local crack pipe store on the corner of Pensacola and Ocala Avenue in Tallahassee, and I bought these pipes, glued them to a hard hat, construction hat, and I was going to wear them on the House floor. But I was politely reminded by the rules chair, Representative Galvano, that it was a prop, and all props must be pre-approved by the speaker. Well, of course, the speaker wouldn't pre-approve my prop to be worn on the floor. But when Representative Ellen Bogdanoff held up a pack of cigarettes to make a point about the cigarette tax, that was a prop. I yelled, "Foul!" I went and got my prop, and I tried to wear it, but they wouldn't let me do it. So,
this issue is obviously, we've heard you talk about this over the years, a major issue for you. Well, what's stopping your idea of the use or people using crack cocaine?
Well, it's a major issue for me because it's a major hypocrisy. Some of these stores were set up across the street from high schools, and here we are telling high schoolers don't smoke dope, don't smoke marijuana, but they could go across the street and buy any kind of marijuana pipe they want. The store in Tallahassee has a sign on the cash register that says if using mom or dad's credit card, it will come up Big Chief's bookstore. I mean, how many parents are kids using credit cards and they thinking it's a bookstore and they buying marijuana pipes? The major thing that I'm dealing with is the hypocrisy of it. The second thing that I'm dealing with is here we are cutting drug treatment dollars, cutting drug prevention programs, cutting drug education programs, and I'm looking for a source of revenue to plug up those holes. If we're going to tax tobacco and cigarettes, why not tax the hypocrisy called tobacco accessory? That's all.